Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God he is. And I tell you, I don't know about you. Amen. But I know how I feel. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. Sang that song, Face to Face, is a wonderful thing to think about that.
Right.
But I want to tell you something else. I fear and tremble when that comes.
That's right, buddy.
Well, right. I got to stand before him.
Oh, boy.
Face to face.
Yeah.
What about you? I tremble.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh, David, thank God he started pulling out my life.
Sure. That's right, preacher.
Wasn't for the blood of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
That's right.
I would have no hope.
Right.
But thank God his blood has cleansed and washed away every sin.
God.
Woo!
Man.
Thank God. He's done it. He's done it. Every sin I've done, that's the reason. The last thing I try to do over night before I fall off to sleep. Asked him, forgive me. I laid my head on the pillow.
Good.
I asked him to forgive me of all anything I've done wrong
That's
that
good.
Day.
It's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Where I fail, where I come short, every lustful thought, every
sure.
evil thought, every ungodly thought
right.
never went through my mind for that day. I asked him to forgive me for
Good.
So yeah. I don't have no problem like that. I do.
I'm too,
preacher.
Right. I do too, preacher.
Amen. I have problems with this old flesh.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
Right.
It cleanses me from all of my sins.
That's right.
And all I got to do, you know, it's a wonderful thing. All I got to do, brother David, is just stop for, and pray
right.
and ask him to forgive. That's what First John said.
Sure.
And I love that scripture. Jesus said, if he returned and confessed and asked you to forgive him seven times, Paul said 70 times 70 in one day.
How about that?
So that's good for you. Just have it on your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, when you do something wrong, ask him to forgive you.
That's good.
Amen. Then I go to, just in case I miss one now somewhere and not getting right, I ask him before I go to sleep.
Good.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I sure do. Yes, sir. I lay that to pray.
Good.
Thank you for his blood. Thank you for his joy. Thank you for amen for everything. Amen. Then ask him, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I struggle with two different thoughts this morning, and I think I'm on the right one. If I'm not, I'll stop and get on the other one.
Good.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thoughts. I want to preach this. This is on my heart, too. I want some people to understand it, and I'm sure, amen, y'all, you heard much, but. Ain't gonna hurt you, it hurt again.
No.
Amen. Amen. I want to preach on this stuff. Why? Amen. Live a holy life. Why live a holy life? Holiness has become, amen, divorced from the minds of religion today.
Sir.
Or what we call Christianity today. Holiness has been divorced from it.
That's right.
Amen.
And leaders of so long that most only have a sacrificial concept of real Christianity. They only have a concept of a Christianity, a life, a scriptural, holy life. Living for God, holiness and sacrificial living for God. Many really believe that if a preacher comes down hard on sin, that he is only mad.
Right.
I've been accused of being mad.
Yeah.
You're mad.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
These days I'm living in right now.
Yes, sir.
I've been accused of being mad. You got a temper, and you mad.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. I'm glad. Thank God I've been accused of it. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. I hate to be in this old sin-loving world that I'm in. Amen. Try to live with God and don't upset somebody.
Right.
Tell me that. Oh, yeah. People don't like it. Amen. You're going to be surprised. Rapture takes place, heaven is going to be left here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, you cannot go, but you better make sure you're going. But a preacher who will preach on separation and righteousness as the only Bible way for a Christian to live, for a child of God to live, is the only a way. Who really has the interest of the people at heart. A preacher that don't preach, you know, holiness and all godly living, he don't have the people at heart.
Right.
He's only in it for what he can gain out of this world. He's not in it for the gain of a soul that's only the way to heaven.
Right.
He's not interested in that. Amen. Now this year,
yeah.
Wind it up there.
We'll pick it up, brother.
Mine's so heavy, it won't move. Amen. I get that pulpit. I have to preach because it used to be his pulpit. And I said, man, if I don't preach, he'll get me shown up.
Sure. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, I got on his shoes this morning.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank God. I got on the preacher's shoes this morning. Amen. I got his shoes on. What do you think about that? Amen. God, I forgot my. Amen. All I have is old dirty tennis shoes to wear. If they didn't have some. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And I was going to come preach about it, come here barefooted.
That's right.
I have preached barefooted.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Yes, sir. And I'm doing it again for Jesus. Hallelujah. I was a little hate to have that on that gravel if there was a bare feet, though. Now, that was a time when I was a boy.
Right.
And I could have walked on that gravel, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
Right.
That was a time when I was a boy, I could walk on briars and on bottom. Yeah, man, thank God, that's right. It ain't the way now. Tenderfoot now. I'm a tenderfoot. Hallelujah. Right there, yes, sir. Well, anyway. Let me go on. But he don't have the people at heart.
Right.
But a man of God that has preached holiness, amen, but he has the people at heart. Amen. And of course, the one who won't tell you what thus saith the Lord doesn't have any interest in your soul.
Sir.
He won't tell you what thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
He doesn't love you. He doesn't care about you and your loved ones and your household. He doesn't care if you if your home falls apart or not.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a sad thing that's going on today.
Yes, sir.
Homes falling apart. My wife fixed a meal for my family the other day, and for the boys, and for their wives and grandchildren. They was all sitting around the table. They came to be held blessed. All of their homes busted up and broke up.
Amen. Glory to God.
There was the whole family together. Because most homes you go to, their families has been busted up.
Sad, buddy.
Part of here, part of yon. How sad. Hollywood done that, you know. Television done it. Amen. Busted up my homes. Amen. Thank God I got saved. Thank God for that. I got Bible. God called me a little preacher. Amen. The Word of God. I thank God. But one of the best things I've done for my family is when my boys got born into this world, I threw the television out and I raised my family without it.
That's good.
Amen. And therefore, thank God they got that ground get a grand view. They can, they might not live it all, might not stand with elder, but they got a foundation of what the Bible says. And any time and any moment, the Holy Ghost can stir and take it that they was raised with, and bless God, hallelujah, and take and use it in their lives.
Right.
And
that's right.
And the older they get, the most serious minded they'll get.
Sir.
Yes, sir. That foundation is laid there. Not
that's right.
Well, first, I want you to notice here in verse number, in chapter number 5 of 2 Corinthians, I want you to notice here, first of all, look at it what the Word of God says. For we know, I thank God I know some things.
Right.
Amen. I need know in whom I believe.
Amen.
And I believe in Jesus Christ.
Right.
It assures you sitting in that seat you sitting in tonight, you're looking at a man that believed in Jesus Christ with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Over my heart, yes, sir. With all my heart, I certainly did. Look at what he said. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God.
Thank
a
God.
House not made with hands.
Glory.
Eternal in the heaven. Most of them got too much interest on this world and what's in this world rather than on the things of God. And our eternal home. Amen. Thank God I got an eternal home over yonder. Thank God, won't be no repair bills, won't be no light bills, won't be no hallelujah, amen, all that stuff.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. An eternal home, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there's many mansions. But not so, I told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Do you believe he came the first time?
Sure.
Do you believe he comes to the surface? Well, he's coming again.
Amen.
He's coming again.
The same Jesus.
Woo! Thank God it could be right there. I tell you, before I finish preaching, hey, child of the Lord, hey, thank God he said, come up here, hallelujah, and we attack. I'm going to be a was not, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. There's astronauts and there's cosmonauts, but I'm going to be a was not. Amen. Thank God. Amen. One of these days.
Amen.
Yes, sir, you ought to. Well, we got eternal home. Why? Because of what is going to happen, what's going to happen, amen, that's the reason, amen, we need to preach on holiness, because of what's going to happen one day, as we sung about face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, amen, but if one of these days, a preacher needs to preach on the holiness of God.
Glory to God.
Right.
Can you, I got saved. Started to believe this Bible with all my heart, most than most church going people do. Amen.
Right.
And they, you know what they come to? Some in the community, it's in their hurry. We know you doing. We're glad you got here. We're glad you said what you said. You know, some people go crazy reading that book.
Yeah.
If this made me crazy, I won't keep on reading.
That's right.
Hey, we'll read it some more. He said some people go crazy reading that book. You know, they be reading that book so much, you take things serious. What the best thing ever happened to me.
Right.
Hey, put something in my heart. I know man in the world. Man. I drank a lot of liquor, but that didn't put that in my heart. Amen. Thank God, cursed and blasphemed and stole and shot and killed everything. Hey, yeah. But that didn't put nothing in my heart.
Right.
But Jesus put something in my heart. Hey, and never got out of this man. World.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Sir, buddy.
Yes, sir. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. I certainly do.
Yes, sir.
Well, amen. Well, watch verse number 2. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. Do you have an earnest groaning in you to go to heaven?
Sure.
Glory to God.
If you don't, you ain't got some.
That's right.
You ain't got enough to get you there.
Right.
For in this we groan.
That's right.
Earnestly desiring to get to heaven.
Sir.
And see, God put that in me.
Sure.
Now I'm scared I'm going to hell before that saved.
Right.
Yeah, every time I'd rip a call, every time I got in trouble somehow, God, help me, God, I don't want to go to hell. But I had I hadn't trusted Jesus.
Right.
I hadn't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Right.
And I sure was scared. I wrecked one car, turned it over, and that thing threw me. When I woke up, I was over in the back seat, and there was a cracking and a popping with that metal. But I thought the thing was on fire, and I was going to burn up. Man, I hauled off and keep the back window out. So I was my way out. I keep the back window out, crawled out, and got out of that thing.
Sure.
Amen.
That's right.
Right back to my sin. That's a
right.
Repentance of what's his name? Amen. Jews. That's a
right.
Repentance
that's
of
right.
Jews.
That's
what
right.
He repented himself, but he didn't mean business.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Amen. He repented himself. Amen. I was scared of that, but I didn't mean business with God in my heart. I didn't mean business of salvation. I didn't mean business, but I was sure scared. I was under conviction quite a while, several years before I got saved. I was going to hell. I'd be going to hell several years before I truly got saved. God saved me. I was a Baptist. I had my name on a Baptist roll, Independent Baptist Church. Even been baptized in that baptistry. I read my sins and still in it. Amen. Yes, sir. But I'm telling you, amen. Got on the church roll. But amen, my living with you. Thank God. On a Thursday night, amen. A little bit around 9 o'clock, a little after. And on Thursday night, a revival meeting. Thank God. Standing in the pew back there. It's a hurt. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Oh, I said, I don't want to go. I said, trust Jesus. I come out of that pew, hallelujah. And made my way down to an old-fashioned altar, call upon God. I don't know what I prayed. I don't know what words I said. I don't know what anybody else said. But I know one thing. I come up a different man when I live.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
Come up with different.
Amen. That's what matters.
I start living
Amen.
Different.
Yes.
I start living different.
Yes, Lord.
I start doing things different. Yes, sir. I ain't been all in all to me. I ain't been as good as some people has since I've been saved. Amen. And the devil's got a lot of times he made me think and do things I ought not have done, but I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, he did do something that night. Amen.
Right.
Thank God.
That's right.
And I'm glad, thank God, that he did. I pray.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen to him. Look at it. Verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. Mm. You know, God, that's we'd be clothed with what? The righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're going to have the clothing of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and you'll not be naked.
Right.
That's what Adam and Eve had before they got sin in the garden.
Right.
They was clothed within the clothingness of the God of righteousness. And we'll be clothed with that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, so we'll not be found naked.
Amen.
Amen. How sad it's going to be. Many will stand before me that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? Cast out devils. I mean, they raised the dead. They done even such a thing. Amen. But it's still naked because I've never been clothed with the righteousness of Jesus.
Right.
Right.
You better get clothed.
That's right.
You better get clothed on righteousness.
That's right.
And when you get clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, he'll make you put on rags of clothes too.
Sure.
Amen. You'll be walking around, some will come along in your short shorts. Amen. Bermudas.
Amen. That's right.
The Bermudas in that morning, they grass.
That's
and
right.
Don't go preach Sunday morning. Amen. But they got the Bermudas out mowing the grass.
Ain't that sweet? Ain't
they
that sweet?
Yeah, right down the road.
Right.
Down here, probably soak.
Better be.
Right. Yeah, mowing the grass and the Bermudas who go preach Sunday morning to congregate and deceive them like he's deceived.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Amen.
You better thank God you got preaching at this church.
Mm.
Amen.
Tim LaVey coming, you say.
Yeah.
you tell him I said he better preach. Don't thank God I'm gonna come up out and wear him out if he don't preach.
Yeah, you pray for us.
You need prayer, and old brother, what was that other brother?
Rick Rose.
Rick Rose. I ain't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he's still plowing.
He's plowing.
Yeah,
you tell him plow on, plow on, plow on. Yes, sir. I ain't seen him in a long time. Well, and what, because of what's going to happen. That's the reason we need to preach you holy, holy, holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And brother Fred, amen, brother, amen. Just cause you become a good dad, a good husband, a good neighbor, that don't put you in heaven. No, a lot of people think that's going to put them in heaven, but that's not going to put them in heaven. Being a good daddy to your children and your wife, and, amen, they can put them in heaven. Amen. I'm but you got to be born again. Blood one.
Right.
And they'll cleanse you of your sins in the blood of Jesus Christ. He'll cleanse, and by repentance of your sins and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll apply the blood to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like the blood was applied on the doorpost down in Egypt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And have that blood on that mountain. Mm-hmm. The oldest in the household was going to die.
Right.
It didn't. Amen.
Right.
They believe the report of the man of God.
But
and go kill that lamb.
Right.
Amen. Get that blood.
Get the blood.
That's what you got to do. You got to believe what the preacher's preaching to you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. And brother, and that blood is applied on that doorpost.
Sir.
The death angel came through that night. Amen. Egypt, all kinds of death is happening over Egypt. He said, oh, I think I go down through Goshen. Goshen,
yeah.
Goshen.
Yeah.
Well, you see that blood, said, hey, me down here, I'm going back to Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy cattle, everything.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
All the animals, the homes, everything.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Sure.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yeah,
right. Sure.
It's going to be another bad day. Well, look at verse number 4. For we are, this tabernacle do groan, and it is again. Being burdened, amen. Not for that we should be unclothed, but be clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Mortality gonna be over with.
Yeah.
I've been Jesus Christ.
That's
right. Preach against holy. Don't say amen. Next of all, because of the Holy Spirit have taken us in. Amen. Verse number 5. The Holy Spirit, hey, listen. Amen. Boy, to walk in the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Like we have here this morning, brother friend, good Spirit here in this church.
Right.
Holy Ghost is in Him, good joy. And then walk in your daily life, out, John. Rejoicing in Him, fellowshipping with Him.
Right.
Oh, I'm telling you, hey, thank God, it's better than anything else. Look at verse number 5.
Right.
Now, He that hath brought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, the earnest of the Holy. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I'm saved. I know without a shadow of doubt my Redeemer liveth. I know, hallelujah. I know I'm going. You can know this morning that you are saved and going to heaven because the Holy Ghost will come inside.
That's
He's never
good.
Come inside of you, amen, and you've never been saved.
That's right.
Amen. That's what it says right
sure.
there. That's where you get the Holy Ghost. What is it? Hallelujah. What is it? He said, the earnest of that Spirit. You know what earnest is? You let him maybe a little bit. Amen. To redeem it later. Amen. Yes,
man. I'm about to take off, sir. Hallelujah.
Yeah, to redeem it in earnest. That's not earnest. Amen. Amen. Thank God we have the earnest of the Spirit.
Amen.
He will redeem us. Amen. He will redeem us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He's in that. And for these days, He's going to holler, come up here with us.
Hi.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. And that earnest is going to take us out of here. He's paid the price.
There it is.
He paid the price. If you don't have to pay no price, I bring. He simply took that cross to my claim. Amen.
Hey.
That earnest. So because of the Holy Spirit, He's holy inside. Right. You get him. Hey, you say, well, I've never been bothered by some things I do. Yeah, you ain't never been saved.
Right.
Man, I've never been bothered by some bad thoughts. Well, you ain't never been saved either. I've never been bothered by not doing exactly right. You ain't been saved
either. That's right.
Amen. That's right. So you get saved, you will hear him let you know. That's what lets me know. Change the name of God. And you know how I know? One of the reasons that, amen, my daddy loved me, because he's chasing me.
Sure.
And the chasing of God is on every child.
Oh.
Amen. Every child of his, he's chasing.
That's
he chases right. them. Amen. So that's the Holy Spirit. He said, because of the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to grieve him. He said, the Bible said, grieve not, be not drunk with wine. He was a woman as it said, never be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with him. He's there. Hey, he earnest, but then he fills your life as you live for him. He's the earnest that Jesus places in him. Just like your salvation, you can't do nothing for it. You repent and trust Jesus Christ, and he gives you the earnest. He gives you his righteousness. He gives you his holiness. And the earnest is that. And now you got to cultivate that earnest.
Right.
And get more what God wants you to be.
Lord,
yes, sir. A lot of people have made up a thing, but they never have cultivated that earnest. You know, amen. It's kind of like back home. We plant some corn. Corn come up. It won't be too long. Amen. About that high, we had to go ahead and cultivate it.
Sure.
Keep the grass out. Keep the weeds out. That's what God will do with you. Hey, the earnest get inside of you.
Yeah.
You'll cultivate that earnest. You'll keep the weeds out. You'll keep the grass out. And you keep the things out that are harm the growth of that corn stalk. You'll harm the, amen. The preacher needs to preach on holy, so you won't cultivate, won't you won't snuff out the earnest of the Spirit that's trying to get you to grow, and you'll grow in the grace of God. You'll grow in the wisdom of God. And you'll grow, and thank God it won't be too long. There are going to be some ears of corn on that stalk because it's grown, and it won't be too long. You'll be bearing fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ because you grow. That's where you're preaching, and you're preaching his holy. Preach holiness unto you. Amen. That's what he needs to do that. Amen. Look at verse number 6 to verse number 9. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that which we be at home or in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk not by faith, not by sight, by faith. You gotta have faith in God. Faith.
Amen.
Faith is the amen. Amen. Jesus bought the way to heaven, amen, by his death on the cross. He paid that way with his blood. Pretty good, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. I drove me and my wife, we travel. Let's see, have that time. We got how many miles now? Yesterday. Amen. Well, it was about 10 hours on it, Mama. So we had yesterday on paved roads down here.
Right.
Now, I hate to have to come on a horse or covered wagon with no paved roads.
Right.
Amen. Right. So it's been a long trip down here. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey, I had a paved road.
Right.
Boy, I'm going to heaven so quick, so fast. Amen. Paved road to the old rugged cross.
Right.
Yes, Lord sir. Read to heaven. Yes, sir. Knowing the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Yes, sir. Well, verse 9. For we are confident. Here's confidence. Now, watch it. Have holiness give you confidence of yourself.
You better believe.
I said, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Lord.
Wherefore, we labor that whether absent or present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We talked about that, about not being naked.
Right.
Being accepted of the Lord.
That's
being
important.
Accepted of him. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the reason the preacher needs to preach on holy. So we'll be accepted. That's coming a day. We're going to give an account. Right. Amen. Being accepted, I want to be accepted by Him. Don't you?
That's right.
I want to be accepted by Him. Amen.
It's important.
Because, amen, brother, God's holiness, God's goodness. Hey, you're going to die. You're going to die. Amen. You're either going to heaven or to hell. And you don't want to go to hell. And you don't want to go to heaven without being accepted of the Lord.
Amen.
Living for Him. Walking with Him. Being accepted of Him. Now, you know what I want to hear, Brother David, what's your name?
Church.
Brother Church. Hey, we in our church. I don't remember that all day. Amen. Church, Brother Church, you want to be accepted of Him.
Yes. That's fine.
You want to be accepted of Him. So that's the reason we believe in holiness. Amen. That's the reason we got holy faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Hold a home. A holy house.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Holy name. Amen. We'll be accepted of Him. Disciples start to say, you want to die. You want to argue with me about that?
No, sir.
And if you're saved, you want to meet Him.
That's right.
You want to be accepted by Him, don't you?
Sir.
Now you have to accept His Son and His blood and the price He paid for your sins in order to be accepted by Him. You can have to be as religious as a church mouse.
Certainly.
But it won't do nothing for you. Go to church. Good. You've got to be accepted of Him.
That's right.
And He don't accept just anybody come up and say, I won't go to church. I want to be a member. I come today for a pastor. I come today because I want to be a member of the church and I like to be baptized.
Right.
He don't accept that.
No, sir.
Mm. Now, that's a good thing to do. After you say it.
Right.
But He won't accept you being a member.
That's
and
right.
Being baptized. You'll be baptized to after y'all in the creek until the tadpoles knows your social security number. But it ain't gonna help you one bit.
Hallelujah. Right. That's right.
You gotta be accepted of Him. And He won't accept you.
It's good.
Lord, I ain't been all I ought to be. And I'm sorry that I've done some things wrong, but Lord, I'm sorry for those things. Would you forgive me? That won't work.
That's right.
The only way He can really accept you is you accept Him for paying your price for your sins.
Amen.
Amen. You got to get down there and say, Lord, you and something like this. Amen. Lord, I'm a dirty, rotten, hell-bound sinner. And I'm tired of my sins. And Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Please save me. Please, Lord, amen, save me by your grace. Now, see, everybody, mostly preach, well, it has come now. He's willing and waiting to receive you. Amen. Not unless you pray right, He ain't. Amen. I don't go too good most places. You got to pray like He says pray. You're a sinner going to hell without God. Amen. Boy, I knew I was lost that night. And I knew, amen, I was going to hell. Just as sure as there is one.
That's right.
And there is. Jesus, He's got things prepared for the saints of God.
That's
but He
right.
Also got a place prepared where people that have rejected
yeah.
Jesus Christ. They rejected His blood for their sins.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They rejected Him. Amen. Brother Finn Lord is talking about today. Give Him glory and praise His holy name. Well, amen. Amen.
Amen.
He says, amen. So, amen. We may be accepted of Him. Are you accepted of God? I want you to notice the next of all, verse number 10. It says, because of the judgment we will face, amen, the judgment that we'll face, amen, where is the fear of God today?
Right.
When I first got saved, sinners would stand up in the congregation and say, I'm lost, and please pray for me, I don't want to go to hell. You know, understand you're here today, our grandpa's in a hospital, grandma's in a hospital, amen, and this one is that sick, and I gotta go to the doctor, and I gotta be operated on. Where is the burden for the sinners?
Right.
Where's the burden for the sinners? They usually stand up and say, pray for my son, he's lost. Pray for my husband, he's lost. Pray for my wife, she's lost. Oh, pray for my children, they're lost. But you don't hear nothing like that today at the house of God.
That's right.
It's all about somebody sick. Somebody needs to be healed. We've been so selfish of ourselves. Amen. It needs to be healed. Amen. We don't have a burden for souls for men. Amen. So he needs to preach the holiness of God because of the judgment we must face. Verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Talking about the same. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether they be good or bad.
Right.
That's reading the holiness needs to be preached to the saved folk.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Saved folk, you need to live holy. You don't stand at that judgment. You don't stand at either the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but at times I've had to stand before a judge. I was scared.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 I was ready. Amen. Most of it was for speeding tickets. Amen. I was scared. What are you going to do with me? Amen. Yeah. I mean, a little speeding ticket. You're scared. Yes, sir. I fear that judge.
Sure.
Amen. A little speeding ticket. I fear that judge. Yeah. What is he going to say? Amen. How much is it going to cost me? Are you going to put me in jail or what are you going to do with me? Amen.
Right.
Just wait till you stand before God.
Sir.
Amen. Stand before God and give an account to him. Yeah. Give an account to Jesus. Yes, sir. Yeah. Because of the judgment seat of Christ, he needs to preach holiness. Holiness calls the fear of God to get into people.
Right.
Amen. Holiness. Holiness. You need to preach holiness. Yes, sir. Look at verses number 11. Amen. And verse number 11 says, amen. My Bible says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade men, but we are made manifested unto God, and I trust also am made manifested unto your conscience. They manifested unto God. They manifested. Hey, give people a conscience. Hey, they go. They need to be holy. They need to be conscious of God. Amen. But we've almost lost a day of consciousness in this world we're living in today. People, our conscience are seared. Have no fear of God. Know the things of God.
That's right.
The generation we live in today. You don't have no fear of judgment.
That's right.
You don't have no fear of it. But I tell you what, I'm driving down the road, and the speed limit is 55 miles an hour. And I'm running about 65, and I look up and I see them lights flashing behind. Oh, Joshua, I said, amen. Hey, I got to slow this thing down. Amen. Yes, sir. Judgment's fixing to fall.
Yes, sir.
Blue lights are blinking back there.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, sir. I remember I was in pastoring over in Western Kentucky. I've been up in Indiana preaching revival meeting. God, you a good man. And I was coming back, and my wife wasn't with me that night. Children won't. Some reason they weren't with me. But God got in that car. And I got to praising God, shouting the victory, carrying on. Me and the Holy Ghost was having a time.
Sure.
Amen. I looked back behind me, and it was two state troopers behind me, flashing lights. And I looked up at my mirror. I hadn't seen them. And they hadn't paid no attention, they was back. Boy, and I said, oh my soul. And they pulled me over and he said, what are you doing? Why didn't you stop back there on me? I've been trying to get you to stop on behalf of. I said, I'm sorry, but the Holy Ghost in me was having a meeting. And I said, well, I'm taking you. I'm giving you a ticket right now. Amen. You ain't, amen. Yes, sir. They were thinking about taking me to jail. I don't know how far I've been with him back there. But anyway, he borrowed the ticket and gave me the ticket. I said, oh. Okay, it was a bad ticket too. It was rough. I don't know how fast I was going. I don't know what I was doing. Amen. All I know is I kept between the lines and kept on shouting. That's all I know. Amen. But you know what God blessed it to? I got back to town. The lady lived right across the street from me was the judge.
What about that?
And I curved that ticket over there to the judge, and I gave it to show it to her. She said, "Oh, Preacher Williams, we're not after people like you." She says, "I'll give it to you. I'll take care of it." Woo! Hallelujah! So God had time to shout again. I had time to shout some more. Hallelujah! I'm telling you the honest truth. God was just so remembered. I mean, I was crying.
Sure, that's right.
I was preaching. Amen. I was preaching to everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything paid, come up, pass by. I was preaching to it, telling me going to hell. I was crying and shouting in the goodness of God and everything. Amen. And I went, some lights were flashing. Two state troopers were throwing John in my. Amen. Coming out of Henderson, North Carolina, Henderson, Kentucky. Amen. Headed home. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God God was in it, brother. You have some sweet times with God.
Yeah, I believe it.
You think, you know what they said? You know what they're going to say Monday morning at a job? You know what they're going to say? Man, we had a time Saturday night. They don't want you to know how to get on.
That's right.
But then we have a time, and they couldn't hardly get up to bed. Right. Amen. We'll go, have a head all swollen up, scratching the head, everything. Hey, that's nothing compared to how joy you can have with Jesus.
That's right.
It's nothing compared to the goodness and the joy you can have with the Lord. Oh, yes.
That's right.
Why preach holiness? Hey, why preach holiness? Well, I tell you why preach holiness. Amen. Amen. Because of the end of man. Look at verse number 11. Knowing therefore he to the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifested unto God. And I trust also is made manifested in your conscience. I hope you don't forget me. I hope you don't forget this preacher beating on this pulpit, that preacher beating and preaching and preaching. I hope if I make you wallet and your bed will be too short and your colors can't cover you up.
Right.
That's what the Bible should have to do. Amen. Amen. Good bed get too short. Your covers get too out too. It can't cover you up.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's what God will do.
Yeah.
He'll make a good soft bed to feel good last week. He'll make it hard this week.
Sure.
Amen.
That's right.
Make it too short for you.
Thank God for it.
Get on the conviction, it will. Right. You get on the Holy Ghost conviction, it will.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Your covers will be too short for you. You can't get them curled up on, and you can't stretch out in that bed.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
God can do that. He
sure
can.
You better believe
it. Well, look at verse number 12. Amen. He said, "For we can commend not ourselves again unto you, but give occasion to glory in our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which got glory in appearance and not in the heart." Amen. They're glory in our appearance, how they dress. They're glory in appearance, how much money, what kind of home they got, how kind of automobile they got. Amen. They're glory in all this stuff. How many wives they've had. They're glory in all that stuff and everything. Yeah. How many women they've had. How many men they've had. That's what this exercise, amen. He said this morning, exercise yourself rather than the holiness.
Right.
Amen. Fearing God. But they are exercising their word today so they can be approach other women and approach other men.
That's
they
right.
Exercising their body for somebody to look at and say, "I want that man. I want that woman."
That's, right.
That's what they, that the town is full of them in this planet earth thing. That's what it's all about. Exercising the body so they can pick up another woman so they can pick up another man.
Right.
Women as bad as men in this day.
Right. Better believe it, buddy.
But that ain't going to be profitable.
No, sir.
That's not going to be profitable. That's
what Paul said.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Catching all kinds of diseases. Amen.
Can't
be cured. Yeah, got them sodomites today. All this stuff. King said that's fresh. It's so set on fulfilling that lust that he came to have natural affection no more. They got to go beyond natural affection and become a sodomite and have a sodomite serve them. Hey, that's where we got to go to. Why? Because natural things don't satisfy them.
Amen.
All right.
Don't satisfy.
Sir, buddy.
Amen. That's where we get the sodomite. We've got a stinking government that recognizes him. Amen. Transition and all this other stuff. Amen. Brother, God help a nation like our nation has turned from God. Amen. Brother, and a pro sodomy in our land.
Right.
Sure. Can't say nothing about it. I'm going to say something about it. I'm on radio. Got a brother get saved to the rock music. God, he'd get them tattoos all over. Say, well, that was because I was going to be great in rock music. But God gave him to him and changed his life.
Amen.
Amen. God saved him. He's my PA man now at the church.
Good.
And he loves those electronics and all that stuff like that. Come to me one day. Said, preacher, I'd like to do something. He said, now I'll pay for it all.
Hallelujah.
If you'll agree that I can do it. I said, well, what is it you want to do? He said, I want to go on the internet. I want to preach your preaching on the internet. He said, it costs me so much per month to do it. He said, but I pay all the bills. If you'll just go on that, they need to hear you preaching. Yeah. I said, well, I said, can I scratch my head a little bit? I said, what are you trying to do, put me in prison? He said, no, but they need to hear your preaching.
That's right.
And brother, so he put me on the internet, Brother Chris. You know Brother Chris?
Yes.
He put me on the internet. Well, the first month, we had, if I remember correct, 46 states that hit that thing, pulled down CDs. People in 46 states.
Yeah.
We had 36 foreign countries. Over in India, over in all those countries, all those mop heads got them diapers on the head.
Right. Yeah. Muslims.
On the head. Right. Ain't never got enough sense for it all to go. Ain't wearing around with on the head. Who you call them?
Muslims.
Of course, where's the name of this on them countries?
Saudi Arabia.
But anyway, people over there hit those things and got some of them CDs down there. Amen. First month on that. The last one, I forgot how many it was last month we had. Amen. Hit it. People still getting the CDs off that thing. Amen. Sometimes when they hit that, I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it. Amen. And send back a report to the guy. Oh, I'm telling you, amen. Well, the gospel, I'm glad, thank God to God. He said, well, ain't you scared you're going to get arrested? If I get arrested for preaching, I think it'll build another good mark on my behalf.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. You go to jail for preaching, I'll put another good mark up on my behalf. Amen. I'm not going to jail for preaching. Amen. For preaching the gospel. Amen. Not because I won't never, I won't go. You mean to go as you do it to keep locked up. That's wrong.
Right.
But amen. But of course, I'm trying to preach the word of God for Jesus Christ's sake. I'm 60. I'd be 67 years old. You wouldn't believe it as young as I am. No, 70. Well, how would I be?
76.
I'll be 76 years old next month.
How about that?
76 years old, all messed up. Ain't in my body.
Good things happen in April.
I got a good tongue.
Can't wear a tongue out.
Amen. But here's where the whole of this. You get what I'm trying to say to you tonight. You young people, your children need to hear about holy.
That's right.
Need to hear about the holiness of God. And be ye holy, for I am holy, the Lord said. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. That glory is talking about Jesus. He said, my glory is to do the will of the Father, that I may have the glory with him before I came to this earth. Glory.
Amen.
It not entered into the heart of man, was there yet.
That's right.
Amen. can imagine, all you can imagine. Amen. Is not entered into the heart of man the things that he's prepared for us that love him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Well, then, because of the love of Christ, because of the love of Christ, verse number 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all. Died for all, I said. He died for all. Let me say that real good. He died for all. Right. And sweeping him up in the Baptist today, Calvinism. Calvinism, brother friend, is of the devil.
That's right.
He killed our Baptist forefathers.
Yes, sir.
John Calvin did.
That's right.
Now, independent Baptist church is turning to him. Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen. Calvinist. Amen, brother. A man can kill my forefathers. And my Bible tells me a man that's a murderer, there's no eternal life in him.
That's right.
That's what my Bible tells me. Murderers. You die, murder, you're going to hell.
He was a murderer.
Amen. I hadn't read nowhere where he confessed that he's sorry for killing a Baptist.
That's right.
That's who he joined up with when he left the, when he jumped it. He left the England. He left the Pope. He left the Pope. He joined up with independent, with Baptist. And they were independent Baptists. Didn't have that name, but they were Baptists and believed the truth. And
yes,
they wouldn't baptize babies, and they wouldn't approve of that. So he left them. Amen. Started persecuting them. Mm-hmm. You know, strange people come down and say they love you. Oh boy, they love Brother David. They love you, brother. How much we love you. Oh, you'll never know, Double David, how much we love you. Then they leave you, they start persecuting you.
Yeah, that's right.
They leave you, they'll start persecuting you. That's come
right.
on now.
That's right.
Yes, sir. But how much they love you. Well, something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong right there. That kind of love we don't need.
No, no.
That's right. That kind of love we don't need, no, sir. Amen.
That's right.
And why preach against holy? Why preach holy?
It's good.
For the love of Christ constrains us to do it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love you this morning.
Hey.
He was talking about it the other day, and I told him. I stood up taking testimonies. I said, I thank the Lord Jesus. He's proved his love for me. He's proved.
Right.
Not just for saving me. And that's great. But down through this life, he has proved over and over.
That's right.
Again, brother, church. I ain't done all that. I have loved him. Like I ought to love him all the time. But he's never failed.
That's right.
Jesus has never failed to love me. When I was wrong, he loved me. When I was right, he loved me. And he said, Amen, you can trust me. And I said, that's the hard thing to do. Trust you? Amen. And when I try to trust man, I try to trust people. I trusted individuals and people, they failed me.
Sure.
No wonder reason I got me wanting to get saved. I want to find somebody to really love me.
Yeah.
That's tell you the truth.
Sure.
One of the reasons I love to get saved, and I heard that Jesus would love me.
Hey, man. It's good.
Bro, church, he's never failed.
Man.
He's never stopped one time for loving me. When I was wrong, he still loved me. When I knew all I ought to have done, he still loved me. Amen. I can feel him in my bosom. I can feel him in my heart. I could trust him.
Sure.
That's the reason I'm in Oklahoma. I'm coming to Oki.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's proved. I'll take care of you. I'll go with you. I'll never forsake you.
That's right.
And
I'll never leave you. What a savior. What a savior. Well, everybody gets saved.
Right.
Amen. Well, everybody comes to Christ. There's a reason the preacher needs to preach holiness.
Right.
He needs to preach holiness. Yes, sir. Look at verses 9-18. Amen. We see, amen, because we are ambassadors for him. We will be a father unto you. I will be a father to you, and I will be a father unto you. He said, well, let me get verse 7. Wherefore come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Verse 18. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hey, sons and daughters. One of the great blessings I had when I come back from Vietnam. Amen. I landed the plane in Raleigh, North Carolina. I sat down there one day. I looked out there and I saw a man kind of above everybody else, a white head. I said, that's my daddy. My daddy. Amen. He would come, welcome me home.
That's good.
Hey.
Come and welcome me home. I come over there. There's my dad. There's my wife. My wife again. The dad and my daddy rode down there with me when I come off of that plane. One of these, my love, one of these days, we will walk into glory.
Yeah.
We will see the Lord Jesus Christ. So welcome home, son. Welcome home, daughter.
Amen.
Sons and daughters.
Right.
Welcome home, daughter. What a day that's going to be.
My father.
Man, I was so happy. Yes. God, I almost jumped from that airplane. Down the walk. It was still going down like a little bit.
That's right.
There was my daddy. That white head right there. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. Boy, that white head standing up there, just up there above the others. He's tall, man. He's tall. He's like, he's taller than I am. And there's that white head. But one of these days, we in a battle, bro. There's no discharge from this battle. Bro.
That's right.
Bro David. No discharge.
That's right.
You keep on, brother. You let up young man. Jason, that's your name, ain't it? Ain't it Jason?
Yes.
No, sir. What is it?
Zach.
Zach, that's right.
You
it
told
is,
me
Zach.
Whatever you want.
You told me that last time I was here. You was Zach. I didn't believe it. Yeah, Zach.
He's married. He's married. He's been called everything.
Don't, there ain't no place to discharge.
Amen.
You feel the call of God in your life? There's no place for discharge, brother.
Yes, sir.
Don't stop. Don't give up.
That's right.
Young lady, you behind that man. You stand behind that man and support him with all your heart. All your heart. God will make you a great reward in heaven since he's a grand God. He got battles to go through he don't know of yet. And troubles to go through he don't know of yet.
Right.
You stand behind him, young lady.
Yeah.
Support him all the way. Support him all the way.
Hey,
one of the things I hear as I go across this country is wives not really standing behind their preachers.
Yeah.
How sad it is.
Hey.
Not really standing behind them, not supporting them and backing them up. Hey, amen. Tell him when he preaches, you tell him he's done a good job. Tell him, hey, amen. He might have been the sorriest you ever heard, but you tell him he's done a good job. And support him. He loves to hear that. He'll need to hear that. That'll help him along the way if he hears from you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's good wisdom.
Why preach? Oh, holiness. Well, you got to have it before you go into heaven. You got to have the Holy Ghost. There's no real desire inside of you for the holiness of God. You're not saved. You're not a child of God. Ladies, you saved today. Young men, are you saved today? These children need to get saved. They're going to need an example of somebody really being saved.
That's good.
Knowing God to lead them to Christ.
Right.
Leading them to the Savior. Amen. Yes, sir. Somebody Amen. Support him. Amen. Stand him by. Amen. Stand at their feet. His bad eyes closed. I finished. Lord. David, I finished. So whatever you feel like you need to do, he's praying. So come on. Zach. Hey, I got it straightened out now, Zach. I got a grandson named Zach. Don't I? Yeah. Go ahead, have a grandson named Zach. Okay, yeah, I got a grandson named Zach. Amen. 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 I love you, man.
Sir.
Y'all stand. Obey God this morning. You need to come. Maybe you need to get on this altar and tell God you're lost. You need to be saved. Maybe you need to get on this altar and say, Lord, I need to be about a Christian. I need to be about a child of God. Whatever God spoke to your heart about this morning. He's had to speak to you because the Holy Ghost has been here. Whatever he spoke to your heart about, why don't you say, brother?
Every same time to be holy, speak oft with the Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children.
If I'm child of God, are you where you ought to be with God? Why don't you today ask God to help you?
Forgetting in nothing his blessing to speak. Take time to be holy.
You need to get saved.
The world rushes on.
Why don't you obey the Lord?
Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, his likeness shall see.
How about it?
Take time to be
holy. Take time to be holy.
Let him be thy guide. And run not before him.
How about if you die for a
betide?
You could die for you get in the
Jordan's sorrow.
Wait, we'll spend eternity.
Still follow
the hell. Rich man in hell crying today for some water.
Looking
crying
to
today
Jesus,
of his torments.
Still trust.
God just tells us a little bit about it. Not really what it's all. We don't have a idea what it's like to be in hell. Children, if you die without Jesus, you're going to hell.
My soul.
You'll spend eternity in hell, children.
Each thought and each
you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to
his control. Thus led by his spirit to fountains of love.